Good morning. Today's reading in Galatians starts us out, "For freedom, Christ has set us free." What is freedom? For me, my freedom lies in my faith, and the core of my faith is that I know that God loves me very, very much. And that knowledge of that love brings me immense joy and peace and freedom. It is in that same faith I also know that God loves you, that God truly, truly loves you, no matter what, no ifs, ands, or buts, no qualifiers, no you gotta be this or you gotta be that, none of that stuff. And no matter what you've done, no matter what you've left undone, and no matter what you may do, God loves you. And that love for me and for you from God is pure, unadulterated joy. Happy, happy, happy joy. One way I look at that love is best described by this little story that I'm going to share. But I'm going to put you in the place of the child of the story. Imagine you're about 7, 8, 9, or 10, and you're playing out in front of your house. You're with your friends in the neighborhood, you're playing a little bit in the street and a little bit in the grass, and you're throwing balls around. You're just having fun. Well, you throw a ball a little too high for one of your friends to catch, and it goes through the plate glass window of the curmudgeon next door who just fixed the window. Well, he's going to come out a little mad, or she. And your parents are going to come out because they're going to hear all the screaming, and all the other kids are going to go shoot away. But the adults get together, the curmudgeon and your parents, and it's, you're going to have to pay for that window. You're 9 years old. How are you going to pay for that window? Probably your parents. But out of the corner of your eye, you see someone walking up, and he walks up to that curmudgeon and says, "Here, I know you just replaced that window and it was $2,000-$3,000. Here's the money for it. It's paid for. He doesn't have to pay for your window." That's what God's love does for us. He paid with his love for us. And that love is pure, unadulterated joy for me. Now, along with my faith in the freedom of the knowledge that God loves me and God loves you, is that I know that God loves the people beyond these walls. And when I go out into the world, I know that it doesn't matter what they look like, where they worship, what they believe, where they live, what clothes they wear, or what language they speak. God loves them, whether they know it or not. And it is that knowledge of God's love that sets me free. And you are called by your faith in God. You are called by the love of God, and that sets you free. How does God's love set you free? Pure and simply, God's love plants a seed in you so that you can grow in love and see others with that same love. And with that love, you can share what God has given to you. These gifts of the Spirit The fruits of the Spirit that were given to us through Galatians. We can share those with others. We can recognize that God loves us, acknowledge it, embrace it. If that's too difficult for you, just accept it for now. For the readings from Galatians continues, for the whole law is summed up in a single commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And just as you acknowledge, as you accept that God loves you, accept and acknowledge that God loves others, and use those gifts, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, that love, that joy, that peace, that patience, that kindness, that generosity, that faithfulness, that gentleness, and that self-control to show them that God loves them too. Amen.